Winter. In winter, the days are short and the nights are long. During short days, radiant heat from the sun doesn't have enough time to warm up the ground. During long nights, freezing is intense. In winter in Estonia, air temperatures fall below zero, which is to say below the freezing point of water. In addition to these low temperatures, there's also little light in winter. The cold, dark season is not suitable for plant growth. Since the food chain begins with plants, animals have a hard time finding food in winter. This lack of food is what makes it difficult for them to survive the winter. In sub-zero temperatures, it doesn't rain, but snows instead. Unlike rain, which drains away, snow remains on the ground in winter. Each successive snowfall increases the thickness of the snow layer. Lasting snow cover is essential for plants. Snow is a great insulator of heat. A thick layer of snow protects the ground from freezing, and so the roots of plants are protected from the cold. Snow is also very helpful for cold-blooded animals. Such animals cannot heat their bodies on their own, so they're in danger of freezing in winter. If the water in the cells in their bodies freezes, the resulting ice crystals destroy the cells and the animal dies. As early as autumn, cold-blooded animals must find shelter from the cold. The most common means of doing so is to bury themselves in the ground. Sub-zero temperatures are unlikely under moss, bog, or soil. The snow cover provides additional insulation for the ground. The effects of snow are different on warm-blooded animals. For many, snow restricts movement and makes it more difficult to obtain food. For smaller animals, snow often provides shelter and extra insulation. Maintaining a stable body temperature in cold winter weather is difficult for warm-blooded animals. Birds have down feathers with which to reduce heat loss. Mammals have a thermal undercoat that keeps their bodies warm. Fur, however, only helps to conserve heat. Warm-blooded animals gain the energy they need to warm up their bodies from food. Most of the energy obtained from food is used to heat up the body. The colder the weather, the more food is needed. If there isn't enough food, hypothermia can set in, and this leads to death.